from the Triple M studios.
God, it's all happening.
This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Triple M.
Here it is, the full show podcast of the Marty Sheargold Show. Ready to go, Marty.
Busy day today.
Busy, so much coming on.
May I make one comment about today's show?
Of course.
And I've said this numerous times as I walked out through the guys here. I said this has been one of my favourite shows ever.
Has it really?
We have had some lulls.
We always have lulls.
We always have lulls, but this felt different.
It did feel a little bit different, didn't it? I think it's because Matthew's leaving soon.
It's almost like the second last day of school.
It's put a pep in my step.
Yeah, a bit of a spring.
Because I cannot wait for that moping.
Here he comes.
Oh, here he comes. Hello, mate.
Oh,
10 seconds. No. I was just saying what a valuable contributor and member of the team you've been.
I'm sure you were.
Day one.
I'm sure you were.
One of my first picks as captain.
It actually was.
After Troy, Lauren and Will.
No, Will.
I wasn't a pick. I was already on the list. I was on the playing list.
I had no choice. Well, I could have got rid of you.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But you fit in.
This still can happen.
You're next, mate.
Well, it's on a 4-year contract. End soon.
All right. Well, Matthew, we farewell tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
So we'll.
Have you got Andrea Bocelli in?
Say goodbye.
Well, it's fitting because it's International Ladies Day tomorrow.
It is Women's Day.
Hear me
roll. International Women's Day.
What are you going to do for International Ladies Day? Drift into Northcote and see what's happening at the terracotta markets? Pack your Subaru and kiss a woman? Macrame something?
He's going to pack for his trip.
Cut your hair even shorter?
Oh, yes! You are strong!
No.
Wisdom.
Oh, smoke a bomb!
I can do anything.
Oh, it's great, isn't it?
I am strong. I'm perimenopausal.
So anyway, that's tomorrow.
Great.
I've got a
sore tummy.
I'll officially say farewell tomorrow.
God, ladies, carry on. I don't know why we've given him a day.
Next time I empty my cup, I'm going to film and show it to you.
Oh, wow. That was heavy.
So you see. I almost passed out last night.
You white bastard.
Stupid white bastard.
How dare you!
Do you know the worst part about Sam Kerr's comment is stupid?
Yeah.
That actually hurts.
Yeah.
You can imagine her being drunk.
Yeah,
and,
oh, my God.
You stupid white bastard. If the allegations are in fact true.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, call me a white bastard, but don't call me stupid.
Yeah.
It's offensive.
I really don't think this
is the stupid part.
It assumes you know me.
And then the English cop goes, that's racist.
Is that racist? Well, and, you know, I think there's a... I don't want to go too far into it, but if you're a white policeman offended by that comment...
Yes.
Feels a little on the softer side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Given their working everyday life. Maybe you just had a bad day and just thought, you know what, I've had enough of this.
At the end of the day, it's unnecessary to bring race into it in any way, shape or form. Mm.
Sorry, you are?
There's been...
Sorry.
I
am woman, hear me
roll in numbers. I mean, there's been so many other things happening in this last week to do with race that this to me is not a priority. You know what I mean?
No, I couldn't agree more.
Three kids.
Mm.
What's that mean?
Did you see the story about the guy who tied up?
Oh, yeah, that was an awful story.
That's what I mean. Can we...
The guy, I'm assuming, was it the Northern Territory? I don't want to assume.
Broome, I believe.
West Australia.
Tied the three young Indigenous kids up out the front of his house waiting for the cops to turn up.
They were kids.
Yeah,
if we're going to talk about racism, can we talk about racism?
Mm.
That's all I'll say.
Well, wonderfully said.
William.
You stupid white bastard. What have you got from Insta?
Yes, William.
Mick Mac has how much Matthew's aged while he's been on the show.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Matthew. My God, how young are you in that?
He's joking there, and obviously he's photoshopped it, but you should actually see a photo of me before I started on this show.
Really?
I reckon I've added 20 years.
No, you haven't.
I saw a comment on the YouTube saying my eyes look like piss holes in the snow.
That. That's unfortunate.
That's not about your aging. You have squintier eyes.
Yeah. And you have struggled to get your sleep right.
heavier now than you used to.
Much heavier.
A lot heavier.
I'm aware, yeah.
And absolutely. That's why your eyes are closing, because you had so much fatty skin around.
Oh, my God.
He's
awful.
He's hurting.
You look exactly the same. As
no, he doesn't.
He's hurting.
He looks huge. Be careful in Singapore. That's another opportunity for you to put more weight on.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you don't need it.
It's good advice. Thank you.
Don't even listen to him.
It raffles.
Oh, Troy. Yeah.
Shut up, Troy.
We're happy to...
I know.
Go easy on the peanuts.
All right.
And I don't mean Tom's testicles. I mean the actual peanuts.
I don't mean the comic strip.
Matthew, I think you look excellent.
Thanks.
You look, no different to me. Yeah.
How can you go from everything you just said?
I know.
Because it doesn't mean it. Because you actually look no different to me. I don't remember you I remember you on day one, but I don't remember you looking
saying,
astoundingly
I
different.
You were saying he looks no different to you yourself. And I was like, oh.
I think your hair used to be a lot longer at the start.
Yeah, it did.
So was mine.
We also went through lockdowns.
Yeah, that photo was locked down where I couldn't get a haircut anywhere.
Was that around the time we put the beanie on you and suggested you look like Noddy?
Yeah, it was just
that was an unfortunate length.
Well, I was trying to do something good for charity because it was the beanies for brain cancer.
Yeah,
but
you wore your beanie like a teepee. Yeah.
you were betwixt and between length in those days. Yeah.
The beanie was a perfect cone on his head.
It wasn't your best photo.
But you will age very well, according to that photo.
Oh, thanks, Troy. Are you looking at the same photo I am?
No one. You're fine.
I think Matthew looks awful there. I think he'll age better than that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he's never
You'll be an excellent old man.
Well, he's not going to get to that age anyway.
He won't.
No, that's true.
No, it does seem a little past 60.
You made one comment.
You'll be wrapping up by then. You've made that comment a few times.
Well. My phone has an entire Matthew album.
Oh, we don't need that.
Give us one from 20. When did the show start?
Well, hang on. Here's one from 2020. Here's one from 2018.
2018.
There's 2018.
Oh, look at him.
Oh, he's a little bright.
I know that. No, that's in the Nova kitchen.
No, that's in the Nova studio. Oh, my God. Look at him here.
Oh, I'm blind.
Look at the red one.
This is the problem with going out for a drink with Lauren is everything ends up in a camera album.
Oh, you look like a twink.
What is that one?
Oh, it's a red wine video.
Same one. It's the red wine video. You know, the famous red wine video.
You know. He is...
Just give us a photo of him from 2020.
All right. Here's Matthew on Marty's 50th birthday, which was our first year.
Yeah. And this is the June.
I'm actually heavier.
Can you zoom in on him so I can see him?
You're heavier in that
You're
photo.
You're heavier in that photo.
You are.
You definitely are.
Much more
Look how much heavier you were, Matthew.
Look at how heavy you were.
Heifer.
All I'm saying is don't let Singapore... Oh, look at William.
Yeah, long hair.
Your hair.
Long hair.
You're like a member of the Backstreet Boys.
We've had complaints that people on YouTube can't see any of this, by the way.
Good call.
They've been flooding in.
Well, I'll send them to Christian.
Put it into the
Martyverse. What do you want us to do?
Martyverse?
I don't know. That's the night that I Oh, Matthew.
I don't know how to resolve it.
That's the night I danced in Matthew's kitchen.
Oh, yeah, you've pulled it on since then. You must have dropped and come back up.
This is bullying.
No.
We can't do weight stuff.
Oh. No, it's not fair. And I
Why not?
Look, that's one of... I'm fat here.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, you're heavy there. You were heavy the other night, too.
Yeah. Oh.
Because...
Mm-hmm. Oh, not so funny now.
Yeah, okay.
We talk about all the time. You've been heavy?
I don't see what. I don't see colour and I don't see weight.
I don't see weight.
You just see shape.
I see shape, yeah. And if I'm happy,
Stein night.
You know what we need, Matthew, for when we have a drink? It's like someone's 21st and we'll just do slides.
I don't want a slide night.
We need a slide night.
We should have a Matthew slide.
We've got to have a slide night.
Beauties.
Yeah.
I bet you do.
All right.
Okay, what have we got?
What have we got?
What else you got? Mate, I'm only joking about the weight.
You
look a little bit heavier.
From Danielle. Hi, I heard you guys
Danielle Laidley?
I heard you guys talking about my story on your show earlier in the week. I was the one with the sinus issues, desmoid tumour and endometriosis.
Oh, this is the lady we covered off who went to the doctor with a constant headache.
Yep.
Yeah.
Was told that it was sinus related and she ended up having a tumour cut off her
She was sent away from
hip
the doctor.
Hip.
Cut off her hip.
Please tell me we were kind.
Danielle says, oh, I'm not sure. Danielle says, just wanted to clarify, as I'm sure you, as well as everyone else who read the article, are confused. In true Daily Mail fashion, they changed my words a bit and made the story very confusing.
That doesn't sound like the Daily Mail.
What do you mean? They've got the story wrong?
They asked about all my health issues, but in fact, not all of them are related, and I never said they were.
Oh.
But then she said, thank you for bringing awareness to it. That was the point of sharing my story, so people listen to their bodies when they know something is wrong and keep advocating for yourself no matter what. Thank you, Danny.
And that is the message, you know. Always get a second opinion.
Yeah.
Yes.
If you're really worried about something. Yes. You just got a sniffle, don't worry about it.
Yeah. Mm.
But if you're thinking, geez, I've got a low back pain, I can't get rid of it, go and see somebody who can walk you through it.
Yeah. If you're bleeding from your eyes, see another doctor until you find out why that's happening.
It can't just be stigmata.
Okay. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just because you stood next to the Virgin Mary statue doesn't mean you should be bleeding out of the palms of your hand.
8 more whips to your back.
And I've had some terrible stigmata.
Yeah.
And people are like...
very different thing.
Yeah, very different thing. I've had blood on my hands numerous times.
Oh.
Do you mean Dolomites?
Yeah. I mean the full grin.
That is
Dolmio.
Sorry, I took it somewhere else.
The full grin.
From Lisa McClure. Hi, I'm Lisa McClure. She says, hello, possums. I've come across this pic of me after shoulder surgery. I have a lazy eyelid.
Wow. My eyelid gets like that sometimes, but I don't count that as a bung eye. No. I think your eyeball's got to have moved for you to be full bung.
Mm.
Yeah. Like lazy eyelid, I'll cop. But in the case of someone like Lauren, where her eyeballs are skew if, to me, that's got to be part of it to be in the Hey.
It's worse when I'm tired. See, Tegan, it's not just you. It's my eyeballs.
Hey.
Just tired or a couple of drinks.
Look at me. I'm on the TV.
How can she stop?
Farewell, Matthew. You don't have to worry about this stuff anymore.
Do I have to beep that?
This is somebody else's problem.
How can she start?
We've done it on air.
Yeah, we have done it on the airwaves.
Yeah. Well, is it not just an impersonation of a viral video that's ridiculous?
Would you impersonate a Gandhi speech?
Yeah.
Absolutely, I would. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I'm assuming he said that at some point.
No, I don't think he would have. I don't think he ever would have said that.
What would he have said instead?
I'm not doing that. I'll say, how can she slap?
You've done how can she slap.
Numerous times, and I say, Pooja, what is this behaviour?
Well, let's put it to the people, once and for all. Let's put it to the people.
A sheep pole?
Spin it or din it. Or bit it. Spin it or bit it.
Spin it or din it.
Spin it or eat it?
So a pole, how can she slap end
is
or...
Is it inappropriate for us to...
The sheep pole is accents okay, Troy?
Oh, accents are fine.
No, is it inappropriate for us to reenact a viral video?
Yeah.
Because one of the favourite characters on the show is Marlon.
I'm going to put you in a headlock.
We've got an accent. Accents are fine.
I don't want to ruin your night, but
that's not what we're asking, Troy.
Put one of you to sleep if you keep behaving like
that. I'm going to have to put you in a chokehold.
If you're wondering how can she slap, I'm allowed to slap.
Yeah.
If you keep this behaviour up.
Yeah. If you wonder how she can slap, I'm going to slap your face off.
And I don't want to do that. I'm not that kind of guy.
What do you think? Do you want more of that or less of that?
I want more of it.
Yeah.
What about Marty Kane from the US cricket team?
Oh my God, Marty Kane. Good evening.
No,
Marty Kane isn't.
You've got that mixed up.
Hey, Boo-Boo. What about Boo-Boo? I mean, can we not do cartoon characters?
You've got to be able to do Yogi Bear.
The picnic bus.
If true. When the Indian chief used to come down and visit the guys.
I don't feel comfortable with that.
Big River.
Nope.
Oh.
Little Dancer.
Nope.
Tiny Dancer?
What is the problem? I mean, help me.
Well, I don't know what to say.
Well, can you say wax on, wax off?
That's why we're having a poll.
Could you say wax on, wax off?
I really wouldn't. I don't think.
Why?
Because
that'd be nice to know.
I'm not afraid of the result.
Why doesn't Matt Tilly do gotcha calls anymore? I understand not mocking. I think mocking is very different to quoting.
Yes.
That's the point I'm making.
I know. That's what
things.
I'm trying to say.
I was going to go to Hitachi Station and pick up some power converters.
Because that's an American accent.
Yeah.
When am I going to be on my own?
About American Troy. But
Blanche DuBois.
See what you're trying to do.
I mean, don't make me walk through all of them.
Yeah.
Michael Caine. I never killed the bloody king.
Oh, I'm offended.
Exactly. You're telling me I can't do a Cockney accent?
This is
there'd be black Cockneys as well as white Cockneys.
Big black Cockney?
Jeez. Matthew, that's up to you. I mean, I was making an actual valid point that it can't be about race. Is it just about skin colour?
Suddenly BBC's coming to it.
Jesus, I don't know anymore. I'm so confused.
So much of Matthew to do on one of his last couple of podcasts.
No, you're right, mate. Enjoy yourself.
Try.
Just leave it.
Leave it all? I reckon. No beeps?
Well, what's there to be?
Okay, cool. That's fine.
It's not like I've gone... for example, about Boppa? No one cares about that. I tell you when people get in trouble.
Here we go.
And I'm only reenacting something that I'd heard over the
You're
station.
Not doing that.
We don't need to do
surely
that.
You're not
that
doing is, that one.
That one wasn't.
What if you
well,
call someone
I was
a white
say. I said I was going to say I'm not doing that.
What
the stuff? You can beep that.
Just for the
just
sake of our own
one.
Company. Look what Rob found at a garage sale.
What?
Oh, it's a Maori.
Oh, we had this.
We used to have these.
We used to have these.
Chico roll holders.
What happened to them?
Where did they go?
Matthew probably threw them out.
The Matthew's great... taking that home as a flashlight.
No, Matthew, how dare you.
You have the hand off that thing.
The thumb's now missing off, man.
The little finger now looks like Tegan.
Okay. Right.
Her cup's full of runneth over.
Quick, empty it.
Go empty the cup. Even flow.
Oh my god. So. I'm so Matthew.
So what are we going to do when Matthew's gone?
You don't look like you're enjoying this, Matthew.
He's just thinking about how his day's going to blow out with all the beeping he's got to do.
I'll leave it up to you, mate.
One of the funniest things.
It could have been any of us other than Lauren. Mm. So that it would have taken that home.
Oh, no. I don't think that's the beeping thing. It's about what he said.
Which bit?
Left the hand off it.
Yeah, I'm just saying that it didn't have to be targeted at Matthew.
Oh, no.
We definitely had those. Totally. Where did they go?
I don't know.
Chico were big sponsors of ours.
I don't know where they went.
They weren't sponsors.
We might have got them in the other building.
We did. That's why I said I think Matthew probably...
We had a couple of boxes go missing.
Yeah.
And by that, I mean Matthew did a clean-out, an unsupervised clean-out.
In the great clean-out of 2021.
Because he hates knick-knacks.
I hate clutter. Have you seen the office in there?
Your desk was the untidiest.
Oh, wow, feedback.
Ooh. No, I think it's fine. I don't care, but like... You hate
how are we
so
going to get you a permanent desk so you don't have to hot...
He'll have one now.
Because
there's only one sales manager that's ever been able to achieve a cold desk.
Who's that?
Was that Joby?
Yeah.
Yeah. Joby didn't take hot desking well.
So she gets to keep her own desk, and I think that's the only person in the building that
have a casual agreement with everyone, like, this is my desk?
I know, yeah. Just leave it.
You don't have to say any more than that. You just say, guys, I'd appreciate it if I could stay in this area and more particularly this desk.
But those conversations don't really have to happen within the Triple M team, but it's when people from other departments decide that they want to swan in for the day and sit in Triple M.
I know. I don't get that.
No,
why would you do that?
But obviously I have to then make way.
Mm.
But that's all right.
Because what if Larry says, well, I would really appreciate it if I sat in this desk?
Larry? The guy that went to the forum because he thought that there was a band playing there.
Ed Sheeran's launch party.
In actual fact, we have an office called the forum, but no, Larry drove to the actual venue.
No, he didn't drive.
Is that the guy we're talking about?
I think he got the tram. Did he get the tram?
He got public
Larry transport. Heard that Fred again was playing at Revs and he went to the office, ironically.
Larry.
He went to the revolver building.
Matthew, you can sit it out at my desk.
Your desk. Oh, thank you. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Hey, if you need to sit at my desk, I'm never here.
That's true. You're only there between 5:30
and
6.
Guys, I've got to get home. This nap isn't going to do it.
Wow. Oh, God, I'm going to nap so hard.
Brett found a dog called Shady. That's a bung-eyed bandit.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay,
Shady's only got one eye.
Slim Shady's Shady. About to lose the second eye as well.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Imagine sitting next to that on a plane.
Hang on.
I feel like you could put a little spoon behind that and just pop.
He's screenshot that from the internet because there's a bit of a watermark on there. And also, I'm worried for Shady.
Slim Shady?
Yeah.
Look at this guy.
His eyeball's like exploded. He must have some kind of...
Yeah. But see, it looks like he's
what
smiling.
If you could push that back in with your thumb? Oh.
I don't think he's smiling.
Bit.
I think he's in pain.
Yeah. I don't think he can see.
No. I also don't think he can see. No cataracts, though, which is good.
Yeah, no, on that eye. Like a strange. Yeah.
Well, that's awful.
Pupil that's like.
Bulging.
Huge.
Mm. He's not well. I don't think he's a well boy.
I reckon, if you offered me money, I'd say he's dead.
He's got a healthy tongue. Nice pink tongue.
Beautiful pink tongue.
And a wet nose.
I could show him a peanut butter trinket. He'd love that. Loves peanut butter, old Ralphie.
Mm. Is his name? What's his name? Spanky. Ralph?
I can't remember.
Luke found the old clip of the sing song. Do you remember?
Oh,
when...
my God, yes.
Because I think this is the same song that you guys, the two of you, started singing.
Is it?
Remember when you started singing a song this week and none of us knew it? Was it about Paradise or something?
Oh, no, like... it was Luca. I live on the second floor.
Yeah,
I live Suzanne upstairs Vega. From you.
And we were like,
oh, maybe it never then. Seen you before.
Well, let's see. This is an old clip from the old building.
It's Paradise with the boys for a week.
Paradise.
Paradise by Dashboard Live.
I've been to Paradise, but I've never been to you.
Sing song.
One maiden surfers paradise.
Yeah.
Oh, rich. Spent your whole life in here singing. We do 10 seconds of a song. Oh, and old mate's giving it a bit of woof, sing song.
La da da da.
Did you see the disdain?
Was it because you weren't in it?
You didn't know the words.
Like intimate. Like, it's so intimate
sing song.
That was paradise.
Oh,
yeah, flashbacks.
What is that song?
That one.
Yeah. I've been to paradise, but I've never been to me.
That's it's on Priscilla Queen of the Desert soundtrack.
That's how Troy knows it.
Never been to me.
Yeah, a
song by Charlene.
Yeah, that's it.
Never been to me.
Charlene,
never
my imaginary friend.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that'll probably do us, I think.
Oh, really?
All right. Yeah, fine by me. Yeah. Let's get into it. I want to see what Jane Caro reckons on Today Show.
Today Show.
No one's ever wanted to see what Jane Caro thinks.
Get in touch anytime through Insta at Marty Sheargold Show. Here is the full show dump from Triple M.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Marty, the only Friday night tonight.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What's happened this week?
Oh, just flying
just
by.
Ripping
really
through.
Yeah. Yes, isn't it?
Got to apologise to Loz for an off-air incident. I accused her of being in the top 10 laziest people I've ever met.
I did see that unfold in real time.
It was pretty heavy.
It was really hurtful.
Troy was here for it.
I did. I witnessed part of it.
I also told you you needed brothers to...
Oh my God.
To bash you around a bit.
Oh, some.
Well, so I retract all of that and I apologise.
Yeah. Thank you, Marty. I appreciate your apology. And I am lazy. But I don't need you to tell me that.
I came in and said, what's happened here? And Lauren said, he's being a dickhead.
360 feedback.
Bit of full 360, mate. Sometimes you got to get a touch up 3-6.
Sometimes you got to cop it from a dickhead.
Mate, it never gets any easier for me to speak to you that way.
No.
Sometimes I just got to
You rarely speak to me that way.
Oh, no, mate. How could you slap?
I don't know about
that. How could you slap?
Now everyone's backing away from it. Matthew, how was Fairfield last night?
Rocking as always.
Rocking. I mean, give us an update. You're running out of time on the show.
Yeah.
In terms of your official title as executive producer.
Yeah.
It's the eve of your leave.
This could be the last Fairfield update.
Jeez, it could be.
It might be. It probably should be as well.
Give us a good one.
Well, there's quiet. Nothing, as always, there is nothing happening in Fairfield. We had pizzas from 1,000 Lira in Fitzroy. It was lovely.
Yeah. Eating out of the area. Interesting.
Yeah.
Won't support local.
I get it. I have supported local to the hill.
I get it. I wouldn't buy a pizza in Fairfield either.
Fairfield has good pizza.
Yeah.
Of course, the open door policy for you, as always. I don't want the listeners to feel like Matthew's just one of those radio guys that... Remember the old days when someone would leave radio and they were just dead?
You would
never mention them again.
Yes, I do remember that.
That's not what's happening here.
No, will you appear on the podcast and that sort of thing?
I just can't wait to listen to this show sitting on Hoddle Street as a listener.
Like everyone else.
Yeah, exactly.
Didn't you have an hour and 15 minutes in the car yesterday morning?
That was a tough one.
Yeah. I can't believe the difference. Like sometimes if I say to you guys, I'm coming in at 5:30 or whatever, the difference between half an hour in the morning on the M1 is insane.
But there's honestly if I leave my house 5 minutes later than I normally do, there's cars everywhere. I'm like, what is happening?
particularly at the moment, the ASEAN summit that's happening around South Bank is... Oh, no, here's
Thank
Europe.
You, Troy.
Never mind. It's
got the final Jeez. Countdown.
Oh, right. Final countdown. All right, sorry. Final everyone, countdown.
It is the final countdown for you. Drag you out, put you under a sheet.
Top 6 at 6.
Oh, one. That's one of the very best.
Well done.
Crisp.
Get
gosh.
The Toyota forklift advantage. Visit toyotamaterialhandling.com.au.
European cricket's off. Those of you playing along at home.
Such a bad stumping.
It's the worst cricket you'll ever watch, but so much fun.
Put it on my TV, please.
Coming in at one, UK newspaper The Sun has reported Sam Kerr allegedly called a police officer a stupid white bastard. Jeez. Now, that's the allegation. Yeah. I don't know if that's the truth.
Yeah.
During, excuse me, a dispute over a taxi fare last year, just vomited into my own mouth. Kerr was reported to have been sick in the cab after a night out and is then alleged to have unleashed the slur when police arrived.
Right.
So was it at the cab driver or at the police? Called a police officer, right?
Yeah, yeah, right.
No, okay. All right.
There's allegedly body cam footage.
Well, I'm staying out of it.
Yeah.
A stupid white bastard. I mean, if there's momentum around cancelling Sam Kerr for that...
I know.
I can't be a part of it.
Absolutely not.
Because I've said some horrendous things that are far worse than that this morning.
Yes. This show on air.
I can't buy into cancelling Sam Kerr over a stupid white bastard.
It's a criminal charge. It's not
The issue is the word white. Yeah. She just said you're a stupid bastard. No one would care. Yeah. The issue is she's thrown the word white in. I get it.
And it's a 4-day trial?
Yeah, apparently in February.
For what?
Yeah, I know.
Carries a prison sentence of up to 2 years.
You're kidding.
Mate, the world's gone, man.
This will not even go to trial.
No, they think it could be thrown out by April, they say.
I know there'll be people screaming at their radios, what if she'd said he was a stupid black bastard? I get the other side of the coin. Yeah. Mm. I just think white people have had it pretty good for
Absolutely.
A while. Can we relax if we get called white?
I know.
We've done well. Coming in at two. Carrie Royale, a party girl who now runs a successful OnlyFans account, has declared she has photos of Prince Harry in the nude.
Does she?
Be a little orangutan. Carrie claims that she... See, I just called him an orangutan. Am I okay?
Well...
If I said he's a red-headed orangutan? Like, am I being cancelled today? I don't
know. It is a miracle that you're still here.
It actually is, honestly. Every day. Every day is a miracle.
Maybe if you're in the UK, it might be offensive.
He's a ranger. She claims that she hung out with Harry in 2012 during an infamous trip to Vegas where afterwards photos of him partying naked were leaked to the press.
I remember those photos.
Yeah. So do
time.
I.
Yeah.
That was the pool table night.
Was that the same as the Nazi?
No, the Nazi outfit
was another
different
time.
Night.
Yeah.
Harry's.
He's got history.
Yeah, he loves life. Yeah.
He loves dress-ups.
Who doesn't?
And not dressing up.
And not
dressing down.
Dress down.
Coming in at three, little-known Aussie electric duo called Electric Fields will represent Australia at this year's Eurovision Song Contest. They'll perform One Milkali, which is One Blood. It incorporates and I will mispronounce this and apologise in advance, the Yankunyatjara. The Yankunyatjara, which is an Aboriginal language of the... Anangu peoples. Now, most people would have had one look at that before they took it on.
Yeah.
Not me.
Not
That's
you.
That's okay.
This is the song. I reckon it's good.
I like it. I've never heard of them, and I'm going to...
Electric Fields.
Ooh, I like it.
Is anyone concerned that our sister station appears to be calling us on the phone?
They're probably just testing the phone box.
Yeah.
Coming in at four, Commonwealth Bank's Bank West is set to close down all of its branches. Is that right?
Yes.
Bank West.
They're transitioning to a solely digital bank service. And how far is that away?
Honestly.
Sooner than we think,
Post offices, banks, have you ever seen anything being wound down the way that those two services have?
I think post offices will be there for longer than... Thanks.
Ooh, 20 seconds.
Yes, go on. Yeah, put them through.
Can we take this call, please?
Oh, yeah, sure. Who we got?
What's going on? Hang on.
Hang on. Turn this down.
Oh, it's a chat about car parks, is it?
Oh, it's a car park chat. What Who we got?
Turn
we got.
This bed down. What's
is
happening?
Is this Marty Sheargold?
Yes, Bev. How you going, buddy?
Marty, the great man. How are you? How is it over there at the M's?
Mate, it's perfect temperature, which is one of the great battles. Yeah.
Have you guys perfected your temperature studio?
Air conditioning?
Yeah, no. Nah, Fee always puts it up. We put it down.
Yeah. Nicole, are you in that same... Actually, Marty and I used to do that back in the day, too.
Yeah, it still happens over here.
G'day, Fee.
Hi, darling.
Where are you calling from? How can your phone line be so... So bad. Are you 50 metres away or are you in someone's driveway handing out hot dogs? What are you guys doing?
Hey, Marty, leave the gags to us now. We've got a bit
hilariously
of an
issue. Melbourne, guys.
Oh, it's catchy, isn't it?
We've got a bit of an issue with you guys. Now, obviously, we're all allocated car parks.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
yes,
Fee's allocated a car park, and your new employee, Tegan,
taken
a car park.
What's she done?
And she needs to move her car immediately.
Oh, no. Where's she put it? Not in yours, Fev.
It's in two ways. And in Tegan's defence, she wouldn't know that that was my car spot. Somebody has told her to park there. So I'm not angry with Tegan.
Okay.
I thought you guys must have come to some agreement or something. No?
Fee could have her fired. I don't know what that means.
Well, Fee could have her killed, mate, let's be honest.
Yeah.
I'm surprised she's still got legs. And you should see one of her fingers, Fee. You'd cut that off straight away. It's all manky and bung.
Fee's prone to make people disappear real quick.
Oh, mate, I was one of them. All right, that'll be sorted immediately. And thank you for the call. Have a lovely morning.
5 seconds. Stand by 2.
It's all just a little bit of history.
On this day.
March the 7th today, Marty.
Yes, March the 7th indeed. Number one song on this day, 2006.
TV Rock. Flauna.
I must have been working.
No, you know this song. We played it on this show.
Have we?
Yeah.
It's Australian and it's got the most hilariously low budget film clip.
Do they say this song's gonna make you cream?
Cream, yeah.
Oh, not comfortable with that.
2006, number one song on this day.
You would have punched it out a few times over the journey.
Hundreds of times, this song.
1530, English King Henry VIII's divorce request is denied by the Pope.
I'm Henry VIII, I am. Henry VIII, I am.
Big call from the Pope.
Yeah. And then he
makes a new
Church of England.
Yeah. Makes a new religion.
He just really created competition for himself. That's popes for you. They always get it wrong.
Do they? Okay.
He could have said, hey, leave it with me. We'll work a couple of things out and we'll get that done for you.
See what we can do for you, King.
He is the king after all.
Mm.
1908, Cincinnati Mayor Mark Braith stands before City Council and announces that women are not physically fit to operate automobiles. Hear, hear, Mark! In numbers too big
to ignore. It's well received by the room.
Because I'm surrounded by women.
Big day for the ladies tomorrow.
What day's that?
International Women's Day tomorrow.
Wouldn't have thought so.
I would have. Last day, how fitting.
Oh, Perfect. That's why I picked it.
We should give you a mop. And an apron.
Double round.
Double down. People would think, stop. You've done so much damage.
You can't say that.
Don't say apron. In my mind, I was like, apron.
Invincible.
I am woman.
The only thing that gets me through hearing things like that is knowing you don't mean any of it. So
maybe I do.
No, I don't think you do.
1975, RCA releases Young American.
Oh, yeah.
We played this before the show.
Oh, that's why.
I can't believe it is this old.
I can't believe it's 1975.
47 years or something.
Bowie's music.
Yeah.
I mean, you put this next to Rubber Band.
Yeah.
Who is this guy?
David Bowie.
He had so many evolutions as a songwriter and as a performer. Mm-hmm. My God, what a talent.
I don't think he was trying very hard with Rubber Band.
Oh, you never know.
It was never released as a single. I think it was just a little album filler track.
Oh, it had a film clip. I think it might have been a single.
It had a film clip.
Film clip.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Either did I.
That's how we found it.
Dead at 67.
Mm. So this was his ninth studio album about 50 years ago, and then he was still releasing albums up until his death.
And that last album, which was
Black Star,
posthumous release,
yeah.
I haven't heard much of that.
Apparently it's brilliant.
But I don't want to hear it yet. Yeah, okay. Do you know what I mean?
Oh my God.
It was like when Nick Cave released that album after his son passed away. That took me about 18 months to listen to. Bloody torturous album. It's one of the saddest things. Whoa!
Oh, we're back.
One of the saddest things I've ever heard.
It failed.
This was 1966. So this is 20 years before that.
Yeah.
What is going on?
I know, it's unbelievable.
See? In 1910, I was so handsome and so strong. My moustache was stiffly waxed and 1 foot long. His moustache was a foot long, Matthew. You love that.
Here we go, everyone.
Dear Rubber Band, you're playing my tune out of tune.
David.
What a talent. David, what a talent.
Yeah, amazing.
2011, Charlie Sheen's fired from Two and a Half Men.
I have one speed, I have one gear. Go! You know, I got tiger blood, man. People that aren't special, people that don't have tiger blood, you know, Adonis DNA. Winning. Winning. Wow, winning.
I remember that in
Jersey.
That
was a crazy time, wasn't it?
He really was. Really peaking.
Wheels fell off.
And then the
top of his game.
The Kutch swooped in.
On the Kutch.
Right. It went for a while longer, like five more years or something.
Yeah, the Kutch sucked the life out of it. 2021, Oprah Winfrey interviews Harry and Meghan, and the broadcast is on CBS.
I couldn't, you know, call an Uber to the palace.
Yeah.
You couldn't just go. You couldn't, I mean, you have to understand as well, it's when I joined that family, that was the last time until we came here that I saw my passport, my driver's license, my keys, all that. Just gets turned over.
Oh, no, all of that turned out to be not true.
We see Kate Middleton driving all the time.
But all of that actual quote was disproved. Mm. They were like, you haven't got a passport?
Yeah. You drive a car. Yeah.
Put it in the little safe at the end of your bed, like everyone else does. Brian Cranston's turning 68.
That's good. I was worried he'd be older than that.
Guess who else is 68 today? Koshy.
Starting a small business, starting your own business, building a business plan.
Can he say business?
He's a business reporter.
Can you say that again?
Yeah, business.
Starting a small business, starting your own business.
Oh my God, it's like Penguin. Business plan.
Wow. He can't say business.
No. He's a business guy.
Imagine if he couldn't say Brekkie Central.
Oh my God. Imagine if he couldn't say Shervo. Viv Richards is turning 72. I don't like
cricket. It's on this day for March the 7th.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show. Time to get jiggy with it. The heat is on. It's time for a three-way.
Three-way time. And if you love a beer, then you're going to love Uncle Rico with their range of officially licensed CUB gear. Marty, VB, Melbourne Bitter, and a whole lot more.
Great website. Yeah. Jump on, have a look at what Uncle Rico's got to offer. Yeah. We've got wonderful jackets off them over the years.
Yes.
Hats.
T-shirts.
The one they send you this time, will you?
We've requested a few things.
Yeah, they're going to send some things.
Beautiful.
Yeah. That's great. I want a Pasito bucket hat.
Pasito bucket hat.
I want the I Heart DP t-shirt, Dolly Parton.
Oh, gee, I thought it was deep penetration.
It's a different...
Double.
It's actually double.
Oh, is it double?
Dolly Parton.
Oh, my apologies.
Dolly
I wouldn't
Parton.
Have mentioned it if I thought it was double. I know that's not your suit.
No, she loves
Troy.
It.
Oh. No, you're misunderstanding. I love it.
I know you love it. I was removing Troy from the conversation.
Thank you, Marty.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Casey's in Granville. G'day, Casey.
Morning, team. How are you?
Wonderful, mate. How are you?
Yeah, doing all right.
Nah. What do you do for a living, Casey?
Truck driver.
Oh, you're a carryover loser. Sorry.
That's it. Remember he told us about 10 times when
he did that's right. But used no words that were involved in trucking.
Yeah.
A bit of truck lingo.
Radio lingo.
10-4, good buddy. Sit tight, Casey. Grant. Good morning, Grant. How are you going?
Good morning, team. First time, long time.
Good on you, Grant.
Well done, buddy. What do you do for a living, Grant?
I'm in spare parts.
Spare parts?
Oh, very important.
Very important.
You lose your main part, you need a spare part.
Spare parts for what?
for cars. Sorry.
For cars. Any particular brand?
Toyota.
Toyota.
Oh, what a feeling.
You wouldn't need many spare parts for the Toyota.
Gracious.
You got it.
What about a Kia?
So reliable.
So reliable. I mean,
one of the most reliable brands in the world, I believe.
Hilux.
Yeah.
Hilux.
Hilux. Forklift. I mean,
Unbreakable connection.
The scissor lifts, even. Yeah.
Scissor lifts.
Incredible.
I like to call them the Fairfield lift.
Why Fairfield? I know.
Some people call them the Northcote lifts.
Yeah,
I don't know what you picture when you say Fairfield.
Have you ever been to Fairfield?
you should go. Oh, no.
I went there once.
You did
is that where up. Dave O'Neill's room is?
Yes.
Yeah, at the Grandview.
Yeah, that's on the edge. The beautiful little boat shed down there on the river.
Yeah.
Is that Fairfield?
Yeah. Boathouse. Fairfield
Matthew,
Boathouse.
You should have us over for dinner.
I couldn't go to that house.
Oh.
Oh, it's too new. It's disgusting.
It is very new.
Too new.
Oh, no. I don't like houses like that, mate.
He's got enough guests there already as well.
Yeah. You're full by all reports.
No vacancy.
No vacancy sign up. Casey versus Grant. Here we go. Question one, curveball. Name is your buzzer, gents. Best of three, first to two. Curveball sent in by Adrian. That feels new.
I think it's new.
Okay.
Adrian!
Question one. 12 to 6. Knuckle.
12-6.
Slider.
Grant.
Grant.
Baseball pitches.
Yeah, I'll take
that'll
that.
Do.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, they're types of curveball. 12-6.
I don't know what a 12-6 is.
I don't know what a 12-6 is. Must be the way you hold the ball.
Huh.
12-6. And then you just... boom.
That'll be hard for our new friend Tegan.
It's a breaking ball with a downward break.
It would be hard for our new friend Tegan to hold a baseball with
bullying.
Her. No, Troy's right. She's got a malformed finger.
It's a bung finger.
She showed us the other day. It's a great detail about it.
She has a malformed finger.
It's don't unique. Listen to them. I know it's more hurtful when Troy does it because it's Marty's thing. But
expect it from Marty.
Yeah.
Who got that question?
Grant.
Good start,
this
Grant.
Is for the win, Marty.
For the win, Grant. Casey to stay in it. Question two. Tybalt. Mercutio, Lady Capulet.
Nice.
Casey.
Yeah.
Casey.
Types of alcohol?
No.
No.
Grant?
Oh, I'm thinking types of plants.
No.
It's a tough one.
You were close. The characters in Romeo and Juliet.
Right.
Wikipedia's down just quietly.
Is it?
Yeah. The servers
are bad
down.
That's bad for fact checking.
We rely very heavily on Wikipedia.
We should go home.
Question three for the win, Grant. To stay in it, take it to a tiebreak, Casey. Skilled Simmons GMHBA.
Casey. Types of banks?
No.
Oh.
Grant?
No, I had no idea.
Grant wins it!
Well, it doesn't matter anyway.
Grant wins it!
That's a three.
Do you know those ones where the guy gets the first one, then no one answers
I know.
The question?
But that's okay.
Casey, would you like to come back tomorrow?
Yeah, definitely.
Bye, Grant.
The Marty Sheargold Show. Triple M.
Pringles has unveiled brand new flavours, guys.
What?
There's a new limited edition flavours. Here we go.
Yeah.
Okay. Korean barbecue.
Yes, please.
Oh.
South American barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
Korean barbecue features a fusion of sweet and smoky flavours taken up a notch with various spices.
Yum.
Gochujang involved?
I imagine it would be.
Gochujang.
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 Gochujang. The South American barbecue flavour, which is inspired by the Chilean grilled steak, features a mix of cumin.
Cumin.
Beg your pardon?
Sorry, that one's pronounced cumin.
Cumin paprika? Who's paprika?
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
The greatest disc jockey in the world.
The disc jockey.
Triple M and the Marty Sheargold Show. Thank you, Mr. DJ. 10K.
Spin it.
Spin it, DJ.
Now, if we give this away, every time we play between now and the end of the year, Marty, there is still a potential prize pool of $3,270,000.
Oh, wow. The generosity.
Wow.
Well, the budget is dwindling because the Rush Hour gave away 10 grand yesterday playing Guernsey Cash.
Yeah. You're kidding.
Yeah.
Are you across Guernsey Cash,
No,
Marty?
Run me through it.
10 players.
Yeah. Do you want me to do it?
I'd actually prefer it if Will did this one.
Yeah, Will, you do it. You.
It's like, I won't compare it to a competition, but yeah, they named 10 players and a club that they played for. So you'd go Nathan Buckley, Collingwood, and you'd have to say the number that he wore in his time there.
So
ten times in 30 seconds.
Are you
serious? Got it. Guy did it yesterday. Wow.
AFL Nuffy.
He got Oleg Markov, Collingwood, 37.
Well, that one was designed to not give the 10 grand.
That was the curveball.
Well, Russia
has their budget. We've got our budget.
Yeah.
And there's still that much
money. We're all
to give
keen
away.
To give money away.
Yeah.
Nick's in Mount Martha this morning. Hello, Nick.
Martin Loves, how's it going?
Good,
wonderful.
Nick.
Wonderful, Nick.
We're good too,
Nick. We'll pop out, Nick.
The rest of the guys are here, Nick, but I see what you're doing. What do you do for a living, Nick?
I'm a plumber.
No, we love plumbers.
There you go.
Jeez, we love plumbers.
We love plumbers.
How long you been doing it, Nick?
5 years.
Oh, okay. So still a bit to learn.
Yeah, that's it.
Just through the apprenticeship then.
Yeah.
Yeah, just finished it last year.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Are you working with the same bloke?
Nah.
Moved on.
Good man.
Did your apprenticeship with that guy and then left?
Yeah, tell him to stick it.
It feels a bit like, you know, when training. An AFL club gives a guy 50 games and then
they
leave.
Him.
You know, I'm thinking of our bloke. Who was our bloke?
It's a halfback that went to Hawthorn.
On Francis.
Oh, went to Hawthorn.
He
won 3 flags with him.
Josh Gibson?
Yeah, Josh Gibson. We put 50 games into that kid.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of, you know, sometimes also it goes the other way. Apprentices do their whole apprenticeship and then it comes time for them to get full pay and they're out the door.
Yeah,
so
good
Nick
call,
told
Miles.
Him to stick it
good
before
call.
He could stick it to him.
Yeah, okay. Well, you've made all of that up.
No.
Scenario building.
Nick,
have I made that up, Nick?
I don't think so, no.
Yeah, nice.
Oh,
Nick.
There you go.
The chemistry between you and Loz is extraordinary, by the way, Nick.
Yeah.
Who's your favourite band of all time?
Nick? I got
nothing. Who's your favourite band, Nick?
Blink 182.
Yeah.
Oh, Loz loves Blink 182. It's a good chat.
Did you go?
Mate, are you on speakerphone? What's going on here?
Are you in a piece of...
Oh. You there?
Yeah.
Where?
Yeah, we're here.
My phone's a bit stuffed.
No, because I thought it was your personality.
No, it's not his personality.
No, mate.
Did you go to the show? To the Blink show?
I did.
Yeah.
I did. It was awesome.
Yeah, it was so good, wasn't it?
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm going to stop you two because I can't get my head around it. Here's Troy, mate. Have a go.
All right, Nick, are you ready for song number one?
Yeah, let's go. Yeah.
Okay, we need title and artist. 10 seconds on the clock. Good luck.
I know it. I'm just...
Yeah.
What is it?
Quick.
My friend.
It was this one, Nick.
Oh, what, buddy?
Meatloaf, bat out of hell. He's gone.
Sorry.
We'll try again
in an hour. Try and fix the show now.
This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
The long weekend coming up as well. It's going to be a very hot long weekend,
yes.
too.
Too hot.
39 on Saturday.
Still go to Moomba.
Of course.
Yeah.
Walk slowly.
Yes.
Yes.
Sunscreen, hat, all that
hydrate.
Stuff.
Hydrate.
All of that, yeah. Make sure you drink lots of water.
Take a lot of water.
Yeah.
But don't let Moomba down.
Nope.
Just because it's hot.
It's a great event for Melbourne. A bit cooler, just by a tad on Sunday. 34, 31 for Monday, Labor Day.
God, my God.
I know. It's like it's a full summer weekend
and we're in autumn.
Oh,
my God.
Yeah.
It's so hot.
Don't let Pete Halley down.
No.
Oh, please don't let the king down.
King of Moomba.
Emma can stick it. She's not one of us. I can't believe she's got the job, but anyway, that's a separate conversation. And I eased off that with Pete.
You did.
I didn't go too hard on it.
Yeah.
On a Sydney girl being the queen of Moomba.
We talked to Pete a couple of days ago. If you missed that chat, podcast.
Yeah, beautifully said.
On the listener app, of course.
Yesterday we got a message on the Instagram about a poor bloke.
Drew, will
you walk us through it, William?
It was Drew. It was his first message to the page, which I don't think we acknowledged.
Good on you, Drew.
Oh, crisp.
Yeah, that was very good.
Good clap.
What happened to your face, he suggested, but then yeah. we've pivoted. He says, I was driving a truck at 70 kilometres an hour when a wasp flew in the open window and hit me in the cheek. It felt like I'd been hit in the face with a rock until the sting started to happen. Do not recommend. This is my face the next morning. And then he's sending the photo.
Yeah.
And his face has been completely deformed.
His face has just blown up.
Poor bugger.
Which like, we will
blown
put on
up
Instagram.
Like someone's literally blown it up like a balloon.
Yes. Yeah.
We're asking the question 133353. What flew through the window?
Or get in touch through Insta at Marty Shugart.
And the window could have been closed. It was like when my little brother and I had that fight and I jumped into Mum's car and hid from him. And
oh, yeah.
the simpleton that he was, he kept throwing rocks at me while I was in the car.
That is...
I'm like, you have to stop, bro. He's like, no way. And he piffed a rock straight through Mum's driver's side window. Oh, did Dad belt him? Oh, God, one of the great beltings. And Jesus, I enjoyed it.
Chris in Heathmont is with us.
Hello, Chris.
G'day, guys. First time caller, long time listener.
Good on you, Chris.
Look, this was a couple years ago, but I had an owl fly in my car.
Oh my God, how owl, frightening. Geez.
An owl?
Was it a owl. Big owl?
Yeah, big.
Oh, so, you know, we were cruising around listening to, I think it was the 2008 Ministry of Sound.
Nice.
You know,
cool. Absolute choice.
Absolutely bangers.
Yeah, a couple of bangers.
You're setting the scene.
Owl decided to fly into the driver's window and get stuck and then flap the driver in the face.
Oh, my God. How frightening. Owls are a frightening bird, aren't they?
They really are. They're beautiful-looking bird, though.
Oh, the way they spin their heads around, it's all got a real exorcist vibe.
We've
seen their legs before.
We've had heaps of owls on Instagram.
I like owls. Look at that owl's legs. Looks like Ed Cavalier. Have a leg day, Ed, if you get a chance.
What flew in your car? Jacob is in Ballarat. Hey there, Jacob.
How you going, guys? First time, long time.
Good on you, Jacob.
my old man's mate was driving on to a date with his first girlfriend, and when they were driving on the freeway, they were driving past a livestock trailer. And one of the animals ended up doing a poo, and it landed straight in his missus' lap through the window.
Better her lap than his, though.
Yeah, Jacob agrees.
What flew into your car, Marty?
Lots of things have flown into my car over the years, lady-wise. Aaron's in Cranbourne. Hello, Aaron.
Hi, Aaron.
Well,
hi,
Aaron.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Aaron.
Yeah, good, good. I'm like the truck driver that had something that fly in and hit him in the cheek.
Yeah.
I sort of thought it was a wasp, but I'm not sure whether it was a wasp or a bee because it still feels like it's in my cheek after about 2 years.
Oh, no.
Oh, really?
It's still there.
I had a fly in, hit my sunglasses, land in my cheek. Uh-huh. I've tried to dig it out. My ex-smith has tried to dig it out. The doctor's tried to dig it out. I've used ointments, and it still feels like there's a little prick in there.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
It's not Richard Wilkins, is it?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Johnny Aaron, thank you.
Yeah, maybe.
Good luck getting it out.
Yeah, I love Richard Wilkins.
James in Mickleham.
Hello, James.
Good morning, crew.
Hi, James.
Hello, James. James.
What flew through the window, James?
A couple of homing pigeons.
Oh, that's strange.
Two of them.
Yeah, so they dive bombed me while I was driving down this little laneway, and about 20 hit the windscreen, and two landed in the cab.
Right.
I was only going about 15, 20 kilometres, so they didn't get hurt. They might have been a little bit stunned, but they didn't get hurt. Sorry,
yeah, it wasn't an amazing feat for them to actually fly into the cab.
Oh, well, they dive bombed me. Yeah, there was a small hole.
Yeah, yeah, so right. Oh, like the window wasn't completely open.
No.
Yeah,
no.
Right.
Jeez.
It took some skill from
scary.
The pigeons.
Yeah.
Pretty unlucky.
So, yeah, I had to pull over and then open the other door and...
Out they went.
No, I actually had to carry them out because they didn't want to get out. They wanted to come for a ride.
That's how dumb pigeons are. You open a door, they still won't get out.
I hate them.
Oh, it sounded like there was a pigeon there now.
Not still there, James, are they?
No, not today.
No.
Maybe tomorrow.
Okay.
Oh. James is fun.
The Marty Shergold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Shergold Show.
We have been talking about things flying into the car, Marty.
Yes, we have.
Yeah.
Wayne is in Melton. Hello, Wayne.
Hey, how you going?
Wonderful, mate. How are you?
First time, long time.
Good on you, Wayne!
What flew into the car?
A kangaroo.
Oh, Jesus.
That's dangerous.
That's a fool flying into the car.
Through the windscreen.
Straight through the windscreen into the back seat of a mate's car quite a few years ago.
Oh,
but
God.
I've heard of this happening before, so they have no trouble getting through the front windscreen.
No trouble getting through, he had heaps of trouble getting out.
I bet he did. Yeah. And then you got a sort of crazed kangaroo in the back of your car.
Yeah, well, they sort of pulled up really quick and they all jumped out, front seat, back seat.
Everyone's out.
Everyone out and everyone's okay.
Was the kangaroo okay?
I think he was.
Oh, thank God.
No one followed up with the roo, though, let's be honest.
I did.
No one's making sure the roo's okay.
Thank you, Wayne. I would have got on Insta, Will.
We had heaps on Insta. A lot of owls. Apparently that just must be some sort of hazard out there.
Okay, I was not aware that owls were so pushy.
I don't think I've ever seen an owl fly. I see them staring at me.
They're evil birds.
They are scary.
Peter says, road trip home after a cricket game in Mount Fuji. Guy in the front seat had too many beers and sushi.
Yeah.
Chundered out the window and the back window was open.
Oh,
bits flying everywhere, hitting guys in the face on their whites. Grown men screaming like they'd been shot.
Oh, that's honestly.
Getting vomited on by another bloke is really low on the list.
And then this is also Japanese inspired. Nick says, one of those dandelions flew into the car while driving over the Westgate with our Japanese baseball exchange player. Mm. And he had no idea what it was. So my teammate made out like, it was something dangerous.
Oh,
and the
no.
guy was so freaked out, he was curled up in the car, absolutely freaking out, thinking it was some crazy Australian killer insect.
Oh, the Japanese are fast.
That's so funny.
Strange story.
What flew in your car? A rod in Kensington. Morning. What happened?
Yeah, I had a mate who was driving down the road and window open, magpie just flew straight in, hit him in the face.
Beak first?
No, I think he I don't think he got a hole in his face.
But still, it's a magpie in your face.
Yeah.
Bit of a shock, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Swooping season coming up soon. Well, spring.
No. It's autumn.
It's nearly Christmas, Marty.
Mate, we're almost there.
Always be on the lookout.
Right, always be on the lookout. What's on the back
page? Time right now for your sporting news, the wide world of Will. What's going on, William?
Thank you, Troy. It's footy day. The 2024 season is back.
Oh, my God, it is
tonight.
I forgot. Sydney.
The Swans taking on the D's, the opening game of 2024. Ex-Demon Brody Grundy and ex-Demon James Jordan are both going to debut for the Swans.
Well, from our point of view, Max versus Brody.
Yes, big contest between
we love
old
Max,
teammates.
Friend of the show, and Max will absolutely school Brody Grundy.
I have a feeling Max Gorn, based on his preseason, is in for a big.
But also, he had that split role. And look, he's very generous to Brody, Max, but
he was. In hindsight,
I don't know how comfortable he was sharing the ruck duties, and I think a bit of that'll come out tonight against Brody.
Yes, the D's have named Josh Shackey at centre half forward, a three club second round second pick in the draft back in the day,
journeyman,
and he is expected to pinch hit in the ruck with Gorn. Ben Brown and Tom McDonald not selected, which was interesting. But
Ben Brown,
my
man,
he's fit but not playing. Triple M footy prime time from 6 p.m. Catch it all tonight as we rock the footy. Jack Heaven, Britain's
Am I putting you on the spot if I ask who's playing full forward at Melbourne?
Van Rooyen will be down there. Bailey Fritsch in the forward line as well.
Well, then it's a bit hard to get in that forward line.
Some tall players not selected. Isaac Smith making his Triple M footy commentary debut tonight.
Good luck,
Isaac. So tune in and listen to the Norm Smith medalist do his stuff.
Very handsome man, Isaac Smith.
And he's a very funny man.
I don't know. I've not met him.
Good country boy.
Is he?
In the AFL, all community footballers will now be stood down for a minimum of 21 days if they suffer a concussion playing footy. It's a watershed moment.
It's a great rule.
It's a landmark decision by the AFL.
You're just taking the decision out of the player and the coaching staff.
Yes. At the elite level, though, it remains at 12 days, which is the current rule, given they have improved monitoring and reporting.
Sure. It's different.
And
that's the minimum too.
That's the minimum.
I mean, you could still have a kid front up on day 12 and go, mate, you're not right.
Yeah.
And helmets, are they going to, is that actually going to happen or is it just
talking about helmets? Yeah.
Compulsory helmets in.
That one I'm less supportive of.
They know that they don't make a difference.
No, yeah.
It's the brain moving in the skull that's the issue.
And if anything, it gives the helmet wearer some false confidence that they're being protected.
And this is what we've noticed with young kids coming through cricket now.
Yeah.
Pekowski's an example of that. Yeah. I'm not saying that, but mate, I reckon I've seen him lean into a couple of shortboards.
Yeah.
Without wanting to be disparaging of the situation he's in.
Yep.
And if you learn with a helmet on, we never had helmets, and I don't remember anyone getting hit in the head when we were kids.
Because you move out of the way.
Because you got out of the way because the cricket ball hurt like hell.
Mm. In soccer, we've been covering this story. It's a huge story internationally. The three-word slur that Sam Kerr is alleged to have used has been revealed by a UK crime reporter. His name is Mike Sullivan from The Sun.
Is Mike right?
I hope so.
Otherwise, Mike's going to go for defamation.
Yep. Allegedly captured on body cam footage, Kerr, in an altercation over a taxi fare, is alleged to have called a police officer a stupid white bastard. That is the quote that has come out of the UK this morning. And that is the quote that was intentionally causing racially aggravated harassment, alarm or distress to the police officer.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it is. I mean, it is. But I would have thought, as I said earlier in the show, that whiteys have had a pretty good run at it. I hope we're not that sensitive.
Yeah.
That in the majority, we can't be called a white bastard.
Mm. She pled not guilty on Monday, and her legal team is hoping
she can't
the case
plead not guilty if that's what she
trial
said.
Yeah, she either said it or she didn't.
Exactly.
But they're hoping it'll be struck by
the
April
big 26th. Issue for her is that she's sat on it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, like, as Lauren was saying,
if I was convicted of something, I would immediately have to tell the company.
I really think that this is a passing comment a year ago that she hasn't thought much of, and now it's come up and she's been hit with charges out of nowhere.
No, but she was charged a year ago.
Mm. Was she charged a year ago?
In January, yeah.
So she's really... She has a responsibility to the Matildas, the playing group, the coach, the staff, all of that stuff, to be open and honest about this. And that's where she's let herself down.
Yeah.
The comment itself, I mean, people pick and choose what they want about the comment.
Her legal team is arguing that the case should be struck on the grounds of abuse of process, notably with police and prosecutors having taken a year to lay the charge.
Okay.
Right, okay.
So it's the length of it. Lay the charge.
Yeah.
So she wasn't charged 12 months ago.
She was charged recently.
That's what I mean.
She really had no responsibility to tell the Matildas.
No, she may have told Chelsea, who at this stage are still kind of laying low. Bit to play out.
We don't know enough.
No.
And also, it's Sam Kerr.
But also, if that's what... as unpopular as it may sound, if that's what she said, you know, are we cancelling her for that?
I don't think this will make it to court in April next year.
Yeah. It'd be different if I said to say Jess Mowboy.
Okay.
NRL news.
Okay, we'll
move on.
The US ratings, the television ratings for the Las Vegas experiment in the NRL have been revealed.
Yes.
How'd they
go?
Two
games drawing in 61,000 and 44,000 American viewers on Fox Sports 1 over there.
Blew the joint up.
Which there. Despite the spin of Peter Volandis, I can't imagine they're happy with it.
Well, I've just seen Channel 9 saying it's one of the great results for NRL overseas. I'm like, guys, you're talking up your own coverage.
It's a
population
of 250 million people.
More, 350
million. 350 million.
Yeah. And they had 61,000 eyeballs on it. I would say that's a fail.
And
they didn't sell out the stadium.
They're advertising it's three times larger than any NRL game ever shown on a Saturday night American time on Fox Sports 1.
Gee, it's pretty niche.
So that's good.
That's a niche number. That's like breaking radio down into 15-minute increments and believing the bullshit that the survey said.
Number one with men with blue hats.
Yeah, number one with grocery shoppers who go out on a Tuesday at 9:30.
And we should mention our Melbourne United play their first of a three-game semi-final series tonight against the Illawarra Hawks at 7:30 p.m. So if you're tuning in, we've got three games against the Hawks and the winner will go into the final. So best of luck to our Melbourne United.
Oh, that's the back page.
This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Triple M rocks footy tonight from 6.
Tonight from 6, we are rocking footy. Isaac Smith's joining the team, William along with.
Triple M footy prime time at 6, which is really exciting. So that's the pre-game coverage, which will be with Jack Heverin, Brenton Speed, Isaac Smith, Troy Luff, Ethan Meldrum.
Nice.
Team all up there in Sydney. JB and Rabs will be up there doing the rush hour. So it's
brilliant. Yeah, JB's calling it. Excellent.
Yeah. Tonight from 6.
Rocket Rodney Eade has come out and talked about Alistair Clarkson allegedly calling a guy a bit of a seasucker. and Rocket reckons, we've got what Rocket reckons.
We're not excusing players the emotion of the game. If they make mistakes, they might be suspended. So I think Alistair will have to wear this, to be honest. I don't think an apology and a fine is probably strong enough, to be honest. I think a really hefty fine. I think up towards 50 plus.
That was on the ESPN Footyology podcast.
Speaking, right. 50 plus.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's Rocket in the height of the moment, full of emotion, not talking about the opposition, yeah. talking about his own players.
I want a foul! Who's the man?
Who is it, Willow?
It's me, Mitch.
Come on, Mitch!
Right.
Work, Mitch!
Yes. So is he just not working hard?
No. You will!
No, he's round what? The winger.
Right, okay.
No, let's
okay.
get his sack back.
No, no, no.
F***ing run, Will! But...
Rocket, rocket, rocket. We can't think. We can't think.
Sorry, mate.
Come on, come on, come on, come on. Okay.
Come on, Mitch,
right, okay. Yeah, hey, Mitch, Mitch, Mitch. Okay, now Minchin for.
Get him off.
Yeah,
Get Minchin off!
He's coming. Get him back off. Get him off. Get him off.
Get
him
off.
Rocket, rocket. We can't hear. We can't f***ing hear.
That's got to be worth 50,000.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
The greatest disc jockey in the world.
The disc jockey.
Triple M and the Marty Sheargold Show. Thank you, Mr. DJ. 10K.
Spin it.
Spin it.
Spin it.
Spin it, DJ.
$10,000 on the line every time we play. And Simon in Epping is with us, Marty.
Hello, Simon.
G'day, guys. How are you going?
Wonderful, good, mate. Simon. How are you?
Good, good.
What do you do for a living, Simon?
I'm a loader operator.
A loader operator?
Yeah, front-end loader operator.
Great. Oh, well done. How much fun is that?
It's not too bad. It has its moments, but yeah.
Moving stuff around dirt-wise.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Dirt, rock, and... Yeah.
Dirt, rock. And once people who are proficient at that job are yeah. amazing to watch.
Well, they make it look easy.
They make it look
I'm
easy.
I'm sure it's not.
It takes years.
Yeah.
10,000 hours. Is it 10,000 hours makes you a professional or something?
No, 10,000 hours makes you a master.
A master.
Really?
Simon's staying well out
yeah.
of this chat.
Yeah.
How long have you
I'll
been
leave
doing
it? To the
it?
Experts. I've been doing it for a few years.
Yeah. Jeez, we've had some
well,
good callers today.
You asked how long.
Who's your favourite band, Simon?
Oh, I'd have to say Metallica.
Oh.
One eye open.
Now, whatever happened to Metallica pre-pandemic? They were supposed to come out here and play a concert that was then cancelled. They never came back.
No. I do look forward to seeing them come out again, though.
Did they refund or did they say hold on to the tickets?
Oh, I don't know. I never end up getting tickets in the first place.
Sorry, mate, I wasn't asking you. Just mucking around, Simon, having a bit of fun. But that was a big cancellation because remember they'd sort of redone all of Marvel with
That's
Metallica
right.
signs, yeah. and they were ready to rock.
Yeah, maybe they didn't.
Yep.
And it just didn't happen.
Yeah.
If you win 10 grand, what'll you do with it, Simon?
I'd love to say a bit of Columbia's finest and some lady friends, but I won't. I'll pay some bills.
You won't say that.
No, I won't.
Pay some bills.
Much better.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Some
yeah.
travel to Columbia.
Finally. What sort of bills have you
some
got?
Some personality.
Oh, plenty of bills.
Honesty.
Plenty of bills.
Okay.
All right, Matthew. Settle down.
Okay. People know it's bills, Matthew.
People know it's bills.
Yeah.
I don't know what Columbia's finest is.
No.
Cuisine?
They mean
cuisine.
Yeah. He wants to go to a nice restaurant. Yeah.
That's right.
Chimichurri, Matthew. Columbia's finest.
I don't think that's
is chimichurri, is it Argentinian or Colombian chimichurri? What's the national dish of Colombia?
Chimichurri
sure.
is more Uruguayan and Argentinian.
Colombian. Colombian national dish is bandeja paisa.
Yeah, I went to school with him.
Him or Jimmy Churri?
It's a hearty meal with white rice, red beans, ground or minced meat. Oh, I want this.
It sounds delicious.
Plantain, chorizo sausage, corn, pork, crackling.
Oh, my God. It's like a pizza with a lot on rice.
I'm going to make it for dinner.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah, that's what Simon's eating if
Simon's,
he wins.
Simon's into the Colombian stuff. all right, mate, I'm going to hand you over to the King of Steamed Greens, 2017 Hall of Famer of the Peninsula, one of their favourite sons, them and the Rain Brothers. Ladies and gentlemen, Ty Allen.
Thank you, buddy. All right, Simon, are you ready for song one?
I am, yes.
10 seconds on the clock. Title and artist, mate, is what we need. Here it is.
Enter Sandman, Metallica.
Yes! Yes! I mean, it's a bloody stitcher.
What are the chances?
What are the actual chances?
What are the chances?
Random songs here.
Three times.
Yeah.
All right, okay. You're away. I know, that would have been awful.
Yeah, we had that bloke, remember, Midnight Oil?
No, Pearl Jam.
We played him Blue Sky Mine and he didn't know it.
Yeah.
That was the Pearl Jam guy too.
There was also that, yeah.
It's happened a couple of times.
Get daughter.
Simon, next step to winning 10 grand, song number two. You ready?
Yep, I am.
Here we go.
Bad Medicine, Bon Jovi.
Oh! Yeah!
Righto, we're standing.
We got a play.
We are standing.
Patrick Ball.
Jesus.
All right.
Good luck, Simon.
Thank you.
Simon.
Wow.
Come on, Simon.
Columbia's
we're
finest.
We're desperate to give this 10 grand away.
Yeah.
Columbia's finest. Couple of ladies.
We're going to get him a Vangita Pacer.
We're going to get him a Vangita for sure.
Hey, Simon.
China? Yep.
Are you ready to win 10 grand?
Hopefully, yeah.
Come on. Song number three. I'm playing it for you right now.
Oh, shit. No, I didn't even get that.
Guess.
Oh, no. Simon!
It was this one. Pat Benatar.
Oh.
All fired up.
Ah, no, I didn't get it. Ah. Damn.
Ah, well, mate.
Damn.
Sorry, Simon.
You have to get your own Vegetas.
And I was all getting fired up too.
Yeah, you were, mate.
This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Matthew's leaving the show on Friday.
Valet.
Yeah, tomorrow.
In terms of his official role as the executive producer, he'll be still around the show in the podcast space. And he's welcome, open door studio for Matthew. Welcome at any time.
Thank you, Marty.
Like Matthew, if you get in here at like 8:30, you're like, I'll just pop in and see the guys. They're about to play a game. Maybe I'll help them.
Got to.
Yeah, slide on in.
Hop in.
Have to.
Thank you.
So I said to Matthew, what phoner would you like to do, mate, if we give you an opportunity to just farewell the show with a phoner? And, of course, what he's always been passionate about is flight mares.
Of course.
My most hard-fought phoner.
It was just your timing around it. Because the big shove you put on was September last year. And, unfortunately, it was around...
It was the day of 9/11.
It was the day of 9/11. And we had to say to you, flight mares can't happen.
That wasn't on purpose.
It wasn't about... That.
No.
Story.
No, it just was coincidental.
Yeah, we said, oh, look at the date. We can't.
Yeah,
we can't
reaction, of course, was, how about we just own it?
Oh, yeah. Hang on. Matthew straight on the front down. Why don't we own it? Surely enough time's passed.
Yeah, that it's been 23 years.
Triple M rocks 9/11.
No, no. Never said that.
I'm letting you on your own there, Will. But look. Flights happen every day. There's hundreds of
millions
flights
of
in the
planes
air
in
right
the,
now.
Right
and
now.
Things go wrong on those flights
all
as well.
Time. There's some poor person can't get comfortable up in the air right now who's on the tail end of 14 hours with their eye mask sliding off their face and a child crying.
Someone could be
now, Virgin, want to introduce dogs on those flights.
I love that.
Stick it up your ass, Virgin.
I am all for that. Noni would be an excellent plane passenger.
He would be.
What about the Great Dane that's two rows over?
They're going to have to put in some restrictions.
You've got his balls all up
it's
in
like
your face.
Scooby-Doo dressed up in the Scooby-Doo movie.
He's in the exit row. Yeah. What about that Japanese bloke who had a dog suit made for $25,000 and he sits next to you? Hang on, you're not a dog, mate. Did you have to pay for that seat? We all got to start dressing up as dogs. And I thought hard liquor was done there anyway.
Later this year.
Later this year,
she's moving on.
Clinging on, I believe. Pushed is what I heard.
Oh, really?
That's what I heard.
I didn't know.
Didn't know about that.
It's pronounced herd liquor as well. Yeah.
Is it herd liquor?
Jane herd liquor?
No, it's hard liquor.
I'm pretty sure it's hard liquor.
Oh, my mistake.
But this is flight mares, though.
Yeah, this is flight mares. Matthew's so passionate about this, I've told him numerous times that it doesn't work. 133353, please support Matthew's last phoner. Have you had a flight mare? Have you been involved in a flight mare?
What went wrong on the plane?
Thank you, Matthew.
What about at the airport,
Matthew?
Another
way of saying it.
Yeah,
what about at the airport?
An airport drama?
Yes, of course. The terminal's included.
Of course. Look at him desperately trying to make it work.
133353.
On the way to the airport.
Yeah. For Matthew's last, it doesn't work.
If you've got a holiday booked and something went wrong in your life, give us a call.
I don't know. I wouldn't accept that.
133353, call us.
A man named Brent was trapped in an airplane toilet for 35 minutes before eventually getting rescued by the pilot.
Now that is a flight mare.
Why is the pilot have to get involved? There's no one else that could have helped him?
Maybe he had the screwdriver set.
He might have. His wife detailed his unfortunate outhouse arrest in a Reddit post taking flight online. That sentence is baffling
There's
to me.
There's a few puns jammed into that.
Oh, okay, because I have no idea what it means.
Right.
The trip was going smoothly until the 34-year-old disappeared to the bathroom for a long time, leaving his wife with their two kids aged 2 and 4.
No, okay. Thank you.
She said, after 5 minutes, I wondered what was going on.
Of course.
She even joked that he was taking a much-needed respite from the kids, their whiny demands and frequent tantrums.
That's a good strategy.
This could still be an elaborate ruse from the man.
5 minutes later, the flight attendant informed them that someone was trapped in the bathroom. Subsequently turned her attention to the rear of the aircraft, where two stewardesses were yanking the bathroom door handle in an attempt to free her husband.
Flightmare.
It's a flightmare.
That sure is. It's a flightmare. I'll
133353, if you've ever had a flightmare, it's Matthew's farewell phoner. The pilot eventually came to Brent's rescue when he was stuck for over 30 minutes. That is a flightmare, Matthew.
We are right in the middle of doing Matthew's farewell phoner.
Yes, yeah. Matthew's leaving us as the official executive producer on Friday, being replaced by a lady with a...
Hang on, that's not the only way that you're not going
straight to her finger.
No, let's not put our finger on that one.
A beautiful lady called Tegan Higginbotham, who we're very happy to have joined the team.
Yeah, very happy.
Tegan and I have circled each other for years on the dance floor, and finally we're in the same room.
Shimmying.
Like a salsa.
What are you doing here? We're in Frankston. So, Matthew, farewell, firstly.
Thank you.
And obviously we'll do this more formally tomorrow.
But as expected.
And as I always say to people in your position, don't let the gate hit you.
Oh,
we've seen a few of you over the years, mate.
Yeah, I know.
And I've never felt bad about one of them leaving.
He says that when he's hurting, Matthew, and I know he's hurting deeply.
And you can add yourself to that list.
But as expected...
I've worked with some underwhelming people in my time.
It's when he doesn't say this kind of stuff and he goes, oh, thank you for everything, mate. That's when you know he doesn't like you.
So we're doing flightmares?
Flightmares is what we're talking about.
We're exactly. Melbourne. Hello, Derek.
How are you?
Wonderful, mate. How are you?
Yeah, kicking goals this morning, thanks.
Well done, Darren. Did you have a flight there, mate?
We did. Tiger flight from Melbourne to Perth.
Yeah.
Vala.
Heading to a mate's wedding, so I had the whole family on board.
Sure.
And I suppose we got about 10 minutes into the flight, and there's a bit of a shudder on the left side of the plane, and the whole engine caught on fire.
Oh no, that is a flight there.
Yeah, it was a good one. So, they went out over Port Phillip Bay, spun around, dumped all their fuel, burned out.
Oh, my
and
God.
Landed, and we all got ushered off. And, had to get back on another flight 4 hours later, but it was a Qantas flight.
Yeah,
and
thank God for Qantas.
Money back, and no one knew anything about it.
Just right.
Wow.
Well, they're not around anymore.
That one.
No. My life would have flashed before my eyes.
You don't hear many planes circle the bay and dump their fuel.
No, that's not a
that's not a
good
flight. You hear regularly.
Mm. Thank you, Darren. Peter in Roeville, Marty.
Hello, Peter.
G'day, mate. How are you?
I'm wonderful, Peter. How are you, mate?
Excellent, excellent. Yeah, look, this goes back a fair way, but 1964, we were on the last flight of Eagle Airways to Australia to emigrate.
Okay.
We get out across the channel there, and the engine blows up.
Oh, my God.
So we travel back to wherever, I believe it was Heathrow. It could have been Gatwick. It could have been anywhere. Anyway,
London City.
We go back. They fix the plane.
Yeah.
Oh, no, they go back, and they try to land, and the wheels won't go down.
Oh my God, Peter.
So they circle around for a while, and then it lands. And because it's the last flight, they fix up the airplane, and they... send us back off to Australia again, and we had to stop 5 times, and it took us 5 days to get to Australia because they had to keep stopping and fixing the aeroplane to get us back on the flight.
Mate, there's no way I would have got back on that plane.
No.
1964.
We've lost an engine and the wheels won't come down.
No, thank
we'll
you.
We'll just put you into the transit lounge and we're going to reload in about 40 minutes. Not with me. No way!
We are a little bit late for the news, but it is Matthew's farewell phoner.
I'm not stopping this phoner for the news.
Oh,
This is Matthew's farewell phone.
It is.
I'll tell you what's happening in Melbourne. Heaps.
Yeah.
And it's going to be hot.
Yeah, it's going to be hot on the weekend.
Traffic is awful. So Sam relax, everyone. If you really want to know, ask Neil Mitchell. Oh, you can't. He's not there anymore.
We're talking flightmares.
Eat it, Neil.
That's why we're doing this.
Flightmares, because you've been very attached to this phoner.
You love this phoner, Matthew.
Well, it's this and fishermen.
You love fishermen.
Do you guys remember the fishing phoner?
You think
the
it's an untapped.
The phone's melted down with the fishing phoner.
I was always supportive of the fishermen phoner.
And you're not supportive of flightmares? Look at the phones. They're melting.
I'm supporting it for you, because I love you.
We need new phones. They've all melted in
the
here.
The phones have melted, Gino.
Wow.
Simon's in Essendon. Hello, Simon.
How you going?
Wonderful, mate. Did you have a flight there?
Yeah, so it's an airport in the Himalayas called Lukla, which is fairly famous in itself because you come down the runway and pretty much take off a cliff.
Wow. Oh, anyway, very dangerous. Plane.
Oh, yeah, it's not good. Anyway, we're on the plane and just went to go and wouldn't start. So they shuffle us all off and start plugging something into the plane, and one of the mates is a...
Simon?
Oh no!
It's a phone there.
You there, Simon?
Oh, Simon, we lost you for a bit.
One of your mates is a thing, and what did you say was getting plugged in?
The plane was getting plugged into the electric fence at the airport to charge it.
To charge it?
That is primitive. Primitive.
What plane was charging?
The battery.
Yeah. Tesla.
Oh, my God. I'm not staying on that plane.
No.
I'm walking home.
You know, you could kill a couple of nights in the Himalayas.
Totally.
And find some other way to get out of there.
What do you got on Insta, Will?
We're Tom, who says, went to China in 93 on a subsidised school trip. Was meant to be on Qantas. Finished up on China Airlines, flew through a typhoon, stewardesses crying, teachers crying, felt like we hit a mountain. We dropped so fast so quickly. Had to swap planes when we got to Guangzhou.
I don't want people crying on the flight.
Stewardesses crying. Survive that mentally.
But see, if you're a flight attendant and you're crying, that's next level.
Sure is.
Like if you're a teacher, they cry all the time. You know, because they're being bullied and stuff and they haven't got their curriculum right. Teachers cry.
Not cabin crew.
No
way.
Renee. They're crying. You're in serious trouble.
Renee in Wantirna South. Morning.
Hi.
Hey, Renee.
Hi. So I was flying up to Sydney about 8 years ago, and it was during the period of really bad storms. What's new in Sydney?
Yeah.
But basically, we got to Sydney, and they were circling for ages and ages, and then all of a sudden we went to land, and then we pulled up, and we flew back to Melbourne. Of course, we're all thinking, what the hell's going on? But I managed to get a flight the next day, and I was sitting next to the captain of the plane from the previous day, and he explained to me that had he not pulled up at that second, the plane would have rolled.
would have rolled in the wind.
Yeah, would have full on rolled. So I was very thankful that we flew back to Melbourne the day before.
Wow.
Yeah, of course.
Melbourne was the closest, though. They could have gone to Canberra.
Matthew, stay out of it. Just because it's your phone, it doesn't mean you get to talk.
Ask questions, sorry.
Jesus, mate.
Were you happy with that, your farewell final?
It's gone great. We've got more calls if we
We're done, mate. But good phoner. Me to the moon. And farewell.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
All right, time for yearbook now, Marty.
Let's give
you
game.
A big news event, something that's happened. You just have to tell me what year it happened in, you guys.
That's all you have to do.
Three of you playing. Do you want the running scores?
Please, running scores.
Will is in the lead on three.
Yep.
Okay.
You and Loz and Marty are on two.
Oh my God.
It's a very close game so far this
normally
year.
Normally by this stage, Will's
like 10
ahead.
We've been blown out of the water.
And there's a couple of $100 to spend at Grilled on
Love
the line
Grilled.
This morning.
Wonderful people.
Brad's with
Love
us.
Grilled.
Hello, Brad.
Hey, go, Marty. How are you?
I'm wonderful, mate. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad.
Who would you like?
Friday Eve.
Who would you? Yes. I know. We're so close. Who would you like, Brad?
Look, I'm going to go with Will. He's due for a win.
Yeah, thank I you, don't Brad. Blame you, mate. If I was rigging the show, I'd go for Will.
Will playing for Brad. Danny is with us, mate.
Hello, Danny.
Hi, Danny.
Hi. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Wonderful, hello, Danny. How are you, mate?
Yeah, fantastic. Except I'm off to work, you know.
I know, mate. I know. I'm hearing you. Who would you like, myself or Lauren?
Give me lots today.
Yeah. Come on, yeah, go, sisters. Yes. Go, Northcote.
And Garth.
Hello, Garth.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hello, Garth. How are you, mate?
I'm very well, thank you.
Garth, you've got me, buddy, but I feel good about myself today.
Happy days, mate. Happy
days.
Yeah,
happy days, Garth. All right. Sending you to grill, buddy.
Good luck to Garth, Danny, and Brad.
With or without a voucher.
I'm not sending him, obviously.
All right, ready for the first one?
Yes. I'm ready.
What year did Channel 9 presenter Amber Sherlock absolutely crack it?
Gee, that's a good question.
Because really colleague Julie Snook was also wearing a white outfit.
Okay. I need Julie to put a jacket on because we're all in white. I asked her before we came on. Julie, you need to put a jacket on.
Blood out. I haven't had time. Does someone?
Come on! I told you 2 hours ago. We know
Amber,
in chat room.
This is not. So I'm sorry. I've been flat out.
Well,
honestly.
I'll call wardrobe and we'll get something. No.
Big issue that day.
Gee, like that's unflattering, isn't it?
We watched that unfold live.
Yeah. Amber and Amber survived it, so she must know someone at Nine.
Yeah. I feel sorry for Dr. Sandy Ray, who was the psychologist in that conversation. And she was listening to that down the line from Melbourne.
She thought it was a joke.
Yeah, she was laughing
at the start. And then she's like, oh no, this is serious. I hate when that happens.
Yeah, that's why we can't wear black in here with Marty.
Yeah, I know. Because I told you to change 3 hours ago. I'll ring wardrobe.
Yeah, but Will's been flat out.
As if I'd ring wardrobe. Someone ring wardrobe for me.
What year was that?
I reckon it was 2018.
I think I've gone under. I said 17.
I said 17.
17!
Bang!
Well done. To William and Lozza.
Well done, William.
All right.
Well done to you, Laura.
Question two. What year did the front bar start on the TV?
Oh, boy. On the TV.
Because it wasn't a TV show initially.
No. It was all online for AFL.com.
Yeah. Jeez, that's going to trip me up.
For years it was online.
I didn't know.
Two or three?
Yeah.
What year was it? On the Seven Network. Back on last night.
Proud
what was
it?
That?
Jeez, I don't know, and I feel terrible that I don't know, because I should know. There's a mix of great old mate of mine.
Best of three, first of two.
I don't know.
I had one of two numbers, and I've gone with one.
I'm going to go, you in?
Yeah.
I'm going 2018 again.
I said 16.
I said 15.
Lozza!
Yes! No!
What was the answer?
2016.
That long ago.
Danny! Yes. Rock on.
Sisters win!
Sisters!
Enjoy grill, Danny.
Will do. Thanks, guys.
See you, Mike.
I just want to get the facts. I want facts.
I'll give you the facts.
Fact checked.
Fact checked.
And double checked.
Oh, this is really, really facts.
What do you got, Loz?
Thank you.
Sticks.
Tell you what.
You are trying so hard. I've
rolled the dice with you a few times today. You've been very good.
Thank you. Yeah. I have.
Great discipline from you.
Thank you. The outgoing CEO of Virgin Australia is this person.
And I thought hard liquor was done there anyway.
Jane, hard liquor.
How are we saying hard liquor?
This is how Alex said it in the news.
Airline CEO Jane Herdlicker.
Herdlicker?
As if she's crept up on the back of the herd. She's got a real taste for bison.
Like a giraffe.
Ooh, that bison looks good.
One bison isn't enough. The whole herd.
Real Bortaint lady. Slow down, Matthew.
I reckon I actually had Bortaint on a ham sandwich, and I'm not even kidding.
Well, you'd know it if you had it.
It was foul.
It would have smelt to high heaven.
It was foul. Here's the actual pronunciation.
Herdlicka.
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 Which is Czech and also Slovak for dove. A turtle dove, to be exact.
Oh, isn't that lovely? Yeah. Well, Jane's had a very challenging last 12 months. So, you know, good luck to her. She's not finishing till the end of the year.
Not till the end of the year, I believe. Yeah.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
The back end of the Marty Sheargold Show podcast. Hopefully you enjoyed that.
Just reassembling the desk over there, Troy. You've flown a button off.
Yeah, one of the buttons.
Which button?
Matthew.
I remember that when I used to do spin at DJ.
That one was broken?
One of them was a bit bung.
Yeah, this one is broken.
Never turn me off.
Oh, yes, he can.
There you go. Get in touch anytime through Insta.
Thank you, Troy. Ben points out that a 12-6 curveball, it's a pitch that starts high above the above the strike zone at 12 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And then dips
straight down.
Ends up at the 6 p.m. by the time.
That is a hard ball to hit going at 160k an hour. The speed that they generate with that whipping shoulder, one step off the mound.
How they get curved.
Well, it
on
just shows you the biodynamics, the difference between rolling your whole arm over in a bowling action.
Yeah.
Or the whip through.
Yeah.
Because you would think that someone like a Hazelwood running in from 25 metres away and then moving through that action would be able to generate more speed than a dude who takes one step off a mound and whips it round.
Mm. Something about the straight arm versus the bent elbow.
Mm. Well, you're getting so much more whip,
torque,
flexion.
But then
they
throw them down at a similar pace, don't they?
So yeah, they throw them down. They throw them down about 100 mile an hour, the good guys.
Which is about the fastest.
The fastest is 105 miles per hour.
Yeah, and the fastest cricket delivery is about 100 miles, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's a similar speed.
Is it a similar ball? It's hard.
Yeah, it's similar.
Isn't it?
The baseball's very. I don't know which one would weigh more.
It's a tiny bit smaller baseball, I think.
Yeah.
Softball's
similar
chunky
weight.
Yeah, softball's a big guy.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. Thank you, Ben. Bit of baseball.
Biodynamics.
Lily.
Biodynamics. Biomechanics.
Biomechanics.
Aerodynamics.
Aerodynamics. Right. Well done. Mm-hmm. Lily says perhaps it's time to up the quality of games like this one from Jesus Christ, our Saviour. And then this is a show, I believe, called Bible Bee.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah, here we go. Fun. Here's the game.
Is.
Oh, you pulled your lead. Gee, you were going on.
No,
I hadn't even mentioned.
I was flying.
Yeah,
what
no, you were going good.
Well, here we go.
Okay.
No, the sound's cutting out.
Hasn't worked again.
No, that's not you. It cut out the same spot.
You see the process I do.
I know. And I've never seen it work.
It's not.
I did work the other day.
But what am I doing wrong?
No. I don't know.
Have you pushed the little volume button?
Because I don't actually know what you're trying to do.
Have you pushed the little volume button?
What do you think I'm trying to do?
Ruin the podcast.
Stupid clip on the phone.
Can you please reset? No, push it again. Go, push it again.
Brett, push what?
I don't know.
Stupid thing. I'm so sick of GST Orcs.
Well, take it out. Just take it out and play it.
I'm done with it. We're just
play it
into
the
mic. We're never using it
just
again.
Play it into the mic.
William.
Just play it in.
Come on.
Why are you so angry?
Play it into your mic with your volume.
Is it because Michael's leaving?
Michael.
The Lamb of God. Max. John 1:27-31.
It's kids picking Bible verses.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. Let me read it again. Aaliyah. John 1:29-31.
Oh my God.
That
she got
is correct.
It.
Can you please recite that for us?
Oh my
God. John 1:29-31. The next day he saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, after me comes a man who ranks before me because he was before me. I myself did not know him, but for this purpose I came baptizing with water so that he might be revealed to Israel." John 1:29-31.
No, that is brainwashing.
And that kid would be 10.
If that is that, I really don't like that.
Well, I'm not hosting that game.
She should be out playing
games.
Well,
don't never say never. It's a good one for Larry Emder. It's got a bit of a Larry vibe. Although,
yeah.
You know, Larry busy, obviously, with the chase.
Yes.
There's a really frightening component to that.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's like culty.
It's the Bible Belt of America. Yeah. What is this believing in God bullshit? Grow up. Honestly.
Well, I thought we would try the game on the podcast.
Okay, let's try.
Are you serious?
Thou shalt not murder.
Okay. This would be the Old Testament.
Genesis?
It would be.
No.
Just guessing.
Do you mean the car?
The book of.
Or the song. I can't dance.
What's Moses? What book is Moses in?
Are you asking me, mate? Yeah.
Moses.
You would have buzzed if you
the
knew.
Book of Moses, section 12.
Is there a book of Moses?
No, there's not.
Moses.
Exodus. I knew that.
Yeah. Well, I don't think we'd be good at that game.
No.
This is fun from Damien. He found an old newspaper with 1994 showtimes. And look at the quality of movies that are out in the cinema.
God, 1994 Hoyts. Was the best year of cinema.
Yep. And this is in Forest Hill.
Yep.
High Point, Chadston, Northland.
Yep. Oh. Forest Hill Chase.
Forrest Gump.
Chase.
At the same time, you could see Forrest Gump.
Miracle on 34th Street.
Pulp Fiction.
Time Cop. Fiction.
The Lion King.
Adventures of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
Clear and Present Danger. Very good film.
Muriel's Wedding.
Muriel's Wedding. The Lion King. The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, my God.
Crazy Hong Kong, which I think Pangy was in.
The 90s, early 90s cinema is...
Yeah. What a time to be alive.
Oh, look, and Adventures, Priscilla, Queen of the Desert was on.
We said that.
Oh, did you say that? I didn't say that.
That's all right.
No, you had to hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't hear it.
I think I used your name, Troy.
Yeah.
Did you?
Oh, a movie called Threesome.
Yeah, that's Matthew's film debut. It was him and Stephen, and who was the other guy?
Just born. It's 94.
Oh. The year I was born. Quite some trouble. A little now. Young.
Well, I didn't.
Okay. Ooh, yes.
You got a bit of a mominger.
Yeah? Mm. You're right?
Yeah.
Oh.
Feeling sick?
Maybe.
Stephen related?
Yeah, I don't like this.
I like being nice to Matthew on here.
Me too. I'm going to be nice from now on.
Okay.
So we're having a drink
yeah.
tomorrow?
Yeah.
Should we tell people where and they could come and join us?
Oh, meet and greet.
No. Should Matthew. We do a meet and greet?
For Matthew's last day?
How many people do you reckon would turn up if we said where we were going to have a beer tomorrow afternoon at around 3?
Let's try it.
No.
And not go there.
No.
And not go there and watch from afar like snipers. Would but we're just like, no.
There'd be a couple. There'd be a couple who'd want to meet you, Matthew.
There'd be more than a couple.
So many wanted to meet him at our producer.
On a Friday at 3 o'clock.
Oh, yeah. It'd be a very big line.
We got over 100 people at the Bells.
Yeah. We might need to go to Rev's.
How'd it feel working in front of 100 people? I've never worked a room that size.
It was really fun.
When are you doing your next one? Because Matthew is not excluded from any of the podcast or even coming in and being live on air with us.
It will be a biannual thing.
Is that
a
Northcote thing?
Is biannual twice a year or every second?
I never know.
Twice a year.
I never know.
So when did you do the last one?
Our second last day last year.
So you need to do mid-year. One maybe before the June break?
Yeah, we'll do a cozy mid-year one.
Yeah.
And then again before the end of year break?
Yes.
Yeah. And what do you do?
We did a live podcast. We recorded it all, and then we had people they could put in questions. We just talked shit.
And Maddie dressed up. You had a whole outfit.
Went as yourself on Stein Night.
Lederhosen.
And then then we stayed and had a few drinks with him afterwards. It was excellent.
And did we catch COVID that night?
I gave everyone COVID.
And you gave it to me. And then I missed Will's wedding.
We handed COVID around that night.
There was a super spreader event.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to.
No, a
super spreading of joy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Well, and Matthew, the people can meet you there, maybe. Well, let's not let them know where we're having a drink.
Let's save the meet and greet for somewhere a little further down, so we can get momentum.
Yes, yes.
Momentum! June. You don't want to spring this on someone 24 hours out.
June, and not the movie. June.
Oh, you're seeing June tonight.
Tomorrow night.
You are
tomorrow
too.
Yeah.
Matthew, do you know Tellum?
Yeah.
What is that?
The media alert. So it's like it's a media newsletter, a daily newsletter that comes out.
Is
so any movements in the media goes into Tellum.
Ellie has spotted your old photo on there.
Jesus. Where did they get that photo from?
Like 14.
See what I look like?
What on earth?
When was that?
Oh my God.
Oh.
I can see why someone wanted to move to Tarnate with you and buy a block of land.
You can see it now.
I can see it now.
That. Yeah.
Look, I can't see it now, but I can see it here.
Oh, you look the same.
You do look the same.
Jeez, I wish you lived out there.
Why?
It was actually Wyndham.
It
would have just given me more ammunition. Yeah. How's the drive in, Matthew? Stuff like that.
Westgate.
Wyndham Vale.
What's that road there? Ballarat Road?
Oh.
Is it Ballarat Road that heads all the way out
Doherty's
there?
Road, Marnie's Road.
I just know the name of the freeway.
They're all just the ones I hear on the traffic report. And I'm like, I see it. I'm like, Doherty's Road. I hear that on the traffic report.
Hard roads, Matthew.
Mm, I know.
You do not want to be out that way.
No.
And we might have listeners out there.
Of course. I'm sure we do.
Is Ernst Wanky Road out there?
Southeast.
No, that's southeast.
Wrong side of the city.
Yeah. I love Ernst Wanky Road. I would say Ernst Wanky Road is my favourite road.
We Googled Ernst Wanky.
We did.
What was his story?
Wasn't
he? Yeah. Wow.
Sit down, Matthew.
We might check if he's dead before.
No, I'm pretty sure he's dead. It's a long time ago.
His family are often fighting for the pronunciation of Ernst.
That's
I'm not
sure
if it's Wanky.
The Wanky family settlers from the German states.
Mm-hmm.
Ernst Gottlieb Wanky was a doctor of dentistry.
So Ernst Gottlieb. Yeah. So Gottlieb means love of God. Gottlieb.
Yeah. Okay.
Love. And then Wanka is...
Wanka?
Yeah, that's how it's actually meant to be pronounced.
Ernst Wanka.
If it was German.
Ernst Wanka.
But we say Ernst Wanky.
Well, of course we do.
Wanky's family arrived in Victoria in 1849 on the Dockanoodan and settled in Harkaway in the...
Harkaway. That's a fair way out.
Mm. Yeah.
I was thinking of Corroy Creek Road.
Is it Geelong? What am I? It's Ballarat Road out that way? Or I just made
Ballarat Road goes through Footscray.
Yeah, that's right. So that's the Vanka story. But what did Vanka do for a living?
He was a dentist.
Oh, that's right. He was a dentist.
Yeah.
Maybe beep out where I said he's
Just to be sure.
Jennifer has a puppy. Phone her immediately.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, wrong number.
Oh.
Thoughts? Give us the story.
Once for my son's birthday, we invited the whole class to a party in the park. Mm. While flustered in the setup, I called Domino's to order 20 pizzas for my mother-in-law to pick up later, paying with cash. Mm. After much confusion, as no pizzas were ready for collection at lunch, I realised that when I Googled Pizza Croydon Park in New South Wales, somehow Croydon in Victoria had popped up. Mm. I called them and then they'd made the 20 pizzas. Sorry, wrong number. He thought I was playing a prank.
Yeah.
Oh. So they made the 20 pizzas.
They made 20 pizzas.
But then they couldn't deliver. Give it to her because she was in New South Wales.
She was a state away.
Oh no.
Oh no. Sorry, wrong number.
That's really sad. I think we've thought about it because you sent an unfortunate text to a friend once. And Will, your number. We've spoken about it.
I'm sure we have, but why bring it up?
Sorry, wrong number.
Oh.
And William, your number obviously was listed in the
My number's listed as a vinyl repair company in Southport.
Still rings, doesn't it?
I haven't had one in a while. Right. I've had texts from
that's sad for the
from
business.
Listeners.
Yeah,
maybe they're out.
Yeah,
maybe they've gone tits up.
Mm.
Mm.
All right, good fun, everyone. Matthew, farewell.
He's clear out his papers.
Marty, this is where the origin of the news stings.
Shuffling up his papers.
Thanks, O'Reilly.
Get in touch through Star. Who's hosting ACA?
Cat Empire.
Adele.
Lionel Richie.
Hello.
Oh, is that me?
Yes, Cat Empire. Hello, hello. Can you do hello, hello, or is that racist?
The Marty Sheargold Show. Triple M.